episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Hello out there, all you listeners. Thank you for joining me live or catching the re-recording later here on the truthmeets.com platform. It's April 24th, 2025. Oh, take that back. It's April 25th. Welcome. Coming to you from the land of California on the continent of America. My avatar label is Beachy. You also, some of you have been around for a while. I've also gone by Purple Play in the past. I'm thinking I'm going back to Purple Play. I like that name better. It just feels better to me. So I think I'm going to return. Anyway, you may have heard me on another Truth Meets broadcast, namely Coast to Coast. I've been chatting with Verilicious over there pretty regularly. Shout out to her for helping me exercise my podcasting skills. We've been exploring various topics around health and well-being. If you've not caught that show, I'd invite you to check it out, along with all the other shows available on this server on the truthmeets.com platform. Thank you, Velisette, for providing us this space for our entertainment and expression. So, I'm starting a new show today. I'm calling it Remember Who You Are. I want to start this to introduce some new topics that kind of are relevant to this title in helping to people remember who they are. If you have any remembrance of, there was a movie back in the 90s called The Lion King. This is where I first heard this expression, remember who you are. It was a very popular movie with the children at the time. And the story was, it was basically a hero's journey, a metaphor for reclaiming your power, or as I'm interpreting, as your inner self. So your true self, your authentic self, maybe you're, in the case of the movie, your inheritance, which the little lion was inheriting his kingdom. Mainly his father was the king, and so he was the next in line. But as far as ourselves, like I said, we need to discover our true self, our authentic self. So it struck me back then and has stayed with me all of these years. And it's interesting that it should come from Disney, as we have discussed this in lots of discussions on this server and others. Disney's almost like a bad word, but as all propaganda, there is truth mixed in with goods. With their other agendas, whatever it is they're trying to push. So we have to exercise our discernment. But anyway, this message still planted in my head. It's interesting. I don't know if that was the plan, but it seemed to wake me up to an infinitely explorable world, a lifetime journey of exploring and challenging some of the foundational ideas planted by the very apparatus that most likely funded Disney. Another huge topic for another time, but anyway, there it is. So back to my series here that I'm initiating today that's relevant to this journey. There's many topics of discovering our personal power. A lot of us have a little idea about what personal power is within us. There's so many skills and innate abilities that we just don't give attention to, or we misunderstand, or, you know, we just ignore them. A lot of times when we're little, these things are coming out, like when we talk to our imaginary friends, or we use our imaginations wildly, we seem to get redirected. Like these things don't, you know, don't, they're not something to develop. And anyway, I believe these inherent abilities or natural abilities are, you know, just waiting dormant inside of us. I imagine that the people who have come before us, you know, namely the hunters and gatherers, they probably needed these tools such as intuition or using their senses to gather information about their surroundings to stay out of danger, or to gather food, or just basically survive from day to day. So I would imagine lots of these memories or skills have been passed down in our cell blueprints. And we just have been redirected to do other things. Obviously, we live inside mostly safe places, so we don't have to use those senses for safety or for gathering food or keeping the tigers from eating us. So we, you know, don't have a use for them, but there are uses in other ways. We still have predators on this earth, even though they're not lions and tigers and bears. They may be some nicely dressed individuals who tell us lots of stories. But anyway, like you said, a lot of this stuff is ingrained in our biology. If you consider the study of embryology, how, you know, humans are grown, so to speak, in the human body, it starts with one little cell. And how does that cell know what to produce as it grows and multiplies and becomes a full functioning human being? Just like when we plant a seed into the ground and it transforms into a plant after we give it some sunshine and water, nutrients, etc. You know, it kind of follows that cycle of life, and it's all around us, reminding us, inviting us to take that time to look and observe, acknowledge. This is remembering. This is a vast world of knowledge that we can turn our attention to. Contemplation can help us remember. But, you know, we're busy, right? We have other things to do. We have lots and lots of distractions. And who has time for these occurrences just to look, sit around and look at, right? But again, our physical powers, namely our bodies, hold so many avenues of assistance in this remembering. Again, we just merely need to take the time to redirect our attention. For example, if you just look at our hands are amazing tools to create and to manage our lives. It helps us to make food, helps us to clean things, it helps us to heal. How about that? Our entire bodies hold tiny assistants inside. These little co-creators are called cells, or we call them cells. They work for us in the background with little to no acknowledgement, regulating all the systems without our even being conscious of it. And we carry all this information, like I said, in the cells, in our tissues, in our whole entire energetic apparatus too. There's transmissions going on. We transmute. We take food in and transmute it into energy, into vital nutrients. It's like we're a walking alchemist. And I know everyone has been told alchemy. It has kind of a scary connotation. Only magicians and evil scientists use that. But alchemy is a very basic process that, like I said, it's in the cycle of life. It's everything goes through the cycle of alchemy. Moving on. So again, we've got so much noise assaulting us daily. We've got television and movies and radio, and of course our little internet in our pockets. This distraction constant. Our enemies have found this to be the best tool to keep us swirling around in confusion and fear, off balance and disempowered. But again, we have so many other tools to use against all of this. So when I say, you know, remember, again, we have five, more than the five senses we've been taught. We can sense things. We can sense all kinds of things in the air around us. For example, when we get goosebumps or when our hair stands up. I mean, we can see on our pets, you know, they've got that on their whiskers, on their, all their little hairs stand up when they sense danger or whatever. So if you examine this, you'll quickly find we have a lot of habits, practices, and thoughts and perceptions that are in our psyches, and we don't really examine where did those come from. Have they been placed there by someone else, our parents, our schools, our religions, sometimes our friends, our bosses, our entire lives? If we closely examine some of the foundations that we make our daily decisions on, we find that we're not even aligned with those, that maybe we have taken things as this is the way it is and that's that. Like, we don't have a choice in that matter. But again, we just have to realize that these decisions that we make every day are based on something, and we should examine that and make sure it's how we want to approach our life, our finances, our families, how we interact with family, the government, our, you know, authority figures, so to speak. So, and we do have lots of people that claim to help us. And again, they sometimes come in beautiful packages. As I've heard before, the devil does not come like an ugly monster. He's dressed in fine clothing and a beautiful presentation and pretending they're going to help you, and they're all for your best interest. And we have to be discerning again. Like I said, we need to make sure we can use our senses, that those senses are developed to detect predators, to detect when someone's not telling the truth, when they're not there for our best interest. Also, you know, using these senses to arrive ourselves to a more authentic place so we can be who we are and build our foundations on the right setting, or however, foundation. Anyway, and then there's those topics. Again, back to the topics I'd like to present in the future. I'm gonna label all of those, or name some, and see what catches if it catches your interest, or maybe you'd like to come on and discuss them. But, you know, there's language. That's how sometimes language is used against us as a weapon. There's so much information hidden in plain sight, just in the words that we speak, you know, on a daily basis. I will give you just one quick example. Is in the health industry, we've been told we need antibiotics to help us get through all these quote unquote infections or bacteria or whatever our ailment is, in regards to infection. And it's called antibiotics. And we know what anti means, and biotics simply means life. So we're taking drugs called anti-life. That's a huge, I would think, eye-opener, that why are they giving us anti-life when we're trying to heal? Anyway, like you said, that's a huge, huge subject. There's many things to explore in that area. I'd like to explore that. I'd like to explore secrets of light, sound, energy, and water. Again, we interact with these things daily, and do we really know exactly what water is? Water is a huge, huge subject. I mean, we use it to clean ourselves. We drink it. We use it to make food substances. We use it to water our plants. And I'll continue after the break.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to Conversation,
or your preoccupation,
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
And we're back. I'm Purple Play, discussing all of the topics that I'm hoping to bring about in this Remember Who You Are series that I've kicking off today. Getting back to some of the topics again, color. I would like to go into color, vibration, all the plants, minerals, crystals, all of this included in the alchemy category, transmutation, huge, huge topics. I've been researching a lot of this stuff, and it's fascinating stuff. It's kind of things that are in the background. Not a lot of people talk about them. It's certainly not addressed in science. And I'm not talking about New Age or what some people may call woo-woo. These are real tangible abilities that do have measurable outcomes. And again, even, you know, what some people call woo-woo, we are energy. We are basically energetic beings. We're energetic beings having a physical experience. The material world, you know, we're experiencing that, but we really have a lot of it based in energy and electromagnetic processes that are required to keep us standing up straight and animating ourselves, receiving light from the sunshine, from energy from the air. These are all kind of, again, topics that not a lot of people recognize, but it's evidence. It's evidential in our everyday lives. So, just touch. When we touch someone else, there's an energetic exchange. Just like when we walk a barefoot on the ground, we exchange energy with the earth. A lot of touch, like massage, can heal people. There's, you know, when you hug someone, you're sharing your energy. I've seen lots of people who are healers where they just put their hands on you. And I remember doing an experiment with a Qigong teacher who he put like four or five of us in a circle around someone in, and someone was in the center, and we were just supposed to like hold up our hands and focus on sending energy to this person in the middle. And it was very interesting, is in the sensation that was, it's like my hands were warming up, like you could feel heat in your hands as you were focusing your energy into the hands. So, you know, someone said our fingers are like little mini magic wands. And I thought that was very, that was an interesting way to put it. But anyway, moving on, again, we'll, that's a huge subject. There's so many different methodologies of hands-on healing. And that's a huge topic. Also, the next thing is intuition. You know, again, gut sensations. How do we even pay attention to our intuitions? How does that come in? Sometimes it's a very soft voice inside of our heads. And let's face it, we have lots of voices in our heads, you know, our parents, our friends, the TV, and, you know, what have they always told us? That voices in your head means you're, you know, you're a little wacko. So not a lot of people want to talk about that, right? Again, you know, misdirected, marginalized, things that I think a lot of people experience, but they're afraid to admit. There's breathing. Breathing is a very huge subject. Again, another way to get in touch with yourself. I mean, breath is the very foundation of life. We need to breathe to live. And those are all physical things that we can point to. But now there's also things that are not so physical, like out-of-body experiences, near-death experiences, astral travel, dreams, our imaginations. Our imaginations are very powerful. Another huge topic, non-corporeal beings. Interesting subject. Ley lines and power spots, elementals, hallucinogenic plants, psychics and channelers, magic. And of course, the big, big question, where do we come from? And what is source, God, whatever you call our creator? Again, another huge, huge question. So, these are some of these areas to discover. I'm sure there's a lot more, but before we can get any real answers, I think the big thing is to quiet ourselves. Our bodies hold lots of information if we just listen. And again, we're so distracted. Who has time to sit down and ask your throbbing knee, what is the problem, or what do you want, or what are you trying to get to me? What's the communication that I need to receive? And yeah, it sounds silly, but it does have answers, and you will get answers. But again, you have to be listening, you have to be patient, you have to wait for the answers, and of course, you have to figure out what screaming voice is the correct one. And again, I think that's planned. I mean, again, television and all the things that are putting things in our heads on a daily basis, are those things stick in your head. Obviously everyone has those experiences. I do all the time, where you've got some phrase just drilling into your head, and sometimes it's not a very nice one, but and we have to learn how to recognize and remove those non-serving voices, so to speak. Now, again, I can hear, well, I've got, talk about voices in your head. I can hear Farce asking, who is this we? Talk about who is in your head, right? shout out to Farce, just letting you know I'm referring to the collective, the herd. So anyway, moving along. Again, ways to get yourself out of the hustle and bustle. Obviously, go into nature and just breathe, get some fresh air, sunshine, go barefoot, and be grateful for all the beauty and wonder that is in this world. Again, we're so, you know, looking at the bad things, the horrible things, and who's doing what to whom. And we need to shift our focus over to the beautiful things in this world. There's all kinds of things that we can focus on, and because this is what we want. And I know a lot of us have heard, you know, where your energy goes or where your mind goes, the energy flows. So, you know, this whole, you can reframe how you look at the world by what you focus on. And there is another exercise that you can do, is just observe yourself and observe what you're doing. Don't try to stay out of judgment, and just look at what you spend all your time doing. Listen and acknowledge what comes up when you do something differently or try to do something differently. Like what are the things that stop you? Like, when, what do you think about all the time? Why do you think about it so much? And why, what is the payoff? Because there's always a payoff. And obviously, we have been directed to think about money and possessions and status, how it's going to look to the other guy. And we do have a lot of, I don't know, insecurities, I guess you could call it, based on, you know, how we compare ourselves to other people. That's another thing, is we're always comparing ourselves. We look at the other guy has, and why don't I have that? And what do I need to do to get that? And, you know, that's kind of that's not the best way, I think, to go about making yourself happy, because everybody wants different things. I think when you get down to your basic essence self, like, you know, everybody has their happy place, and it's not all the same. Some people like to make music. Some people like to make delicious meals. Some people like to paint pictures. Whatever it is, you know, it's very personal to you, and everyone has their thing, their happy place. And that's why we shouldn't compare ourselves to others. And everybody has their their lessons to learn, I guess you could say, and have different challenges in their lives. What else? Let's see if I can go back to my notes here. So other ways that you can try to get to the quiet, just cleaning out a closet, a junk drawer, just clearing out clutter, because that's metaphorically, you want to clear out the clutter in your brain, some of your beliefs that are not serving you, things that you should readdress that may have fit in a different time when you were doing different things, and now it's not productive. What else? And of course, obviously, when you're taking things away and clearing spaces, one important thing is to always make sure you have something new to put in there, because if you don't, then you've got other things coming in that maybe you don't want. I mean, there's always something to fill. Just like, you know, when you're trying to build a garden and you weed it all out and you just got your dirt there, and if you just leave it, something will come in if you don't put something new in there. And I know sometimes people just can get to this place just by sitting and doing nothing. And yes, we have people telling us, idle hands is the work of the devil or whatever, you know, it's things like this that make us keep moving, keep us productive and make sure you're, but yeah, I mean, again, if it's better to focus on what you want rather than what you don't want and put the energy towards those things that you do want. I mean, just behave as if you already have them, if it's something that you think you don't have. Yeah, just giving it the energy, that's how things grow. Okay. And so in saying all that, like I said, there's still lots and lots of ways to go about trying to help these ideas to come along in your experience. So if anyone has knowledge or experience in these areas or just wants to come on and discuss this stuff, that would be great. There is a forum that's been set up in the Truth Meet server. So if you have any comments or suggestions or maybe contributions, maybe you want to hear there's something you'd like to hear about, I can go get the info on it and discuss it. But Velocet has set up in the Truth Meet server a forum that you can go and post whatever in all the shows, and hopefully I can get them to put up a little space for this particular show, and you can send me notes or whatever. So interestingly, just something to think about on the way out. Another thing that pushed me to do this show, I had a song that was just playing in my head, and it just kept playing in my head, and I was trying to remember where it came from and who sang it and everything. But I'm going to read you the lyrics, because I did finally figure out which what I was hearing in my head, and some of the old timers will probably remember this song, but it had some very interesting lyrics, and maybe that's what was pushing me to do this show. So here goes. When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful, a miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical, and all the birds in the trees, well, they'd be singing so happily, so joyfully, so playfully watching me. But then they sent me away to teach me how to be sensible, responsible, practical. And then they showed me a world where I could be so dependable, clinical, intellectual, cynical. There are times when all the world's asleep, the questions run too deep for such a simple man. Won't you please tell me what we've learned? I know it sounds absurd. Please tell me who I am. I say now, watch what you say. Now they'll be calling you a radical, a liberal, oh, fanatical, a criminal. Oh, won't you sign up your name? We'd like you to feel you're acceptable, respectable, presentable, a vegetable. But at night, when all the world's asleep, the questions run so deep for such a simple man. Won't you please tell me what we've learned? I know it sounds absurd. Please tell me who I am. Who I am. 'Cause I'm feeling so logical. Digital. And that song is by Supertramp. Logical is the name of the song from the 1980s or 79 album Breakfast in America. And again, I'm sure many of you had already figured that out before I finished. Anyway, that's all I have for today. And again, like I said, if anybody wishes to come on and be a guest or has some suggestions for topics, I will hopefully be bringing on some of my old friends, some of the OGs from this community, and we'll discuss it. So that's all for now. And thank you for listening. Bye-bye.